Pinterest has quietly been gaining a lot of ground in the social media selling world, but they haven't been shouting it from the rooftops. Pinterest, another photo-centric social media channel, known for attracting a high percentage of females, males too of course, interested in sharing fashion, food, interior decorating, and other lifestyle photos to learn from and be inspired by. How does this spell social selling, and how can you get in on it? You'll find it all out in today's Feeling the Vibe Media podcast number 3. Let's go! Kleiner Perkins ran a study on Pinterest comparing activities and behaviors of Pinterest users. Here are the stats. When asked where people would like to browse for something they might want to buy, 44% of those surveyed this year, 2017, said Pinterest. Now think about this. Just 2 years ago, when Pinterest was very much in the social media sphere, only 33% of those surveyed chose the pin crazy social media site. Now, when it comes to actual purchases and where people feel is a great place to buy things online, 24% said Pinterest this year, 2017. This doubled from just 12% in 2015. What is driving this increase? Targeted pins. Businesses or individuals can advertise on Pinterest in a way that is not so, let's call it, banner typical. For example, if a boutique shop wants to advertise their newest outfits in for the season, they could post a photo of a model wearing that outfit and say, "Shop the look." The items for sale which the model is wearing in the photo would be called out beneath the photo with direct links for purchase. This is a huge opportunity. With the majority of those on Pinterest interested in clothing, fashions, accessories, food, and interior decorators, those types of businesses should take advantage of this. Let's try one more example. Do you sell interior decorations? Great. Post a photo of a room you made over, and then point out specific decorative pieces which were added that you offer for sale or can consult on right on Pinterest. Try it out.